Joe Smith is live from home. You smell like steak. You've been eating steak out there with the Omaha beef and all that good stuff. You smell like steak and baseball. Did you have a busy day yesterday?
Well, I tell you what, it was a busy day. Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good morning,
Great.
Joe.
Yeah,
and we're number one. It's Thursday, so we're a day early, yeah. Which is great. And we thank you for making the time for us this morning because we know you've been traveling and you're out in Omaha with the Indiana men's basketball program. I got good news, Joe. Today is the first day proper of the NCAA tournament. 16 games kicking off on WGCL here at noon. It's the last day of winter. It is a tournament that involves Indiana. So we got a lot of good things going this morning. Let's talk about them.
Well, so we do move through what has been a very solid week already for Tom Crean and his Hoosiers here in Omaha. The Sun Country 737 carrying 130, including the band and cheerleaders. Official party touchdown here on Tuesday night. And as we are and have been bunked here at the Omaha Marriott, hosting the Hoosiers here for this second round games, if you will. After team meetings and a film session, the Hoosiers began their on-site works at a very brisk and productive two-hour pace yesterday at the brand-new $14 million Creighton University Athletic Complex. Prior to the practice work, the bus stopped off at TD Ameritrade Park, the new home of the CWS, site where, of course, the Hoosiers played back in 2013. A neat experience for the basketballers to walk through the tunnel right out onto the field, and after playing catch, some of them, and challenging each other's arms, settling in for pictures on a beautiful, sunny 50-degree day. IUHoosiers.com athletic photographer Mike Dickburn on the trip with us, doing what he does best, capturing the day's events. And inside the complex, the practice went smoothly. Coach Tom again reminding his players just how effective Wichita State gets the ball inside, and hopefully there's a fight off the rim and glass come Friday, because that's going to be one of the big keys, and we'll talk more about that tomorrow. The open practices highlighting this day, as Indiana will be joined by the other seven teams playing the second and third round games here at the CenturyLink Arena. New Mexico State, Kansas, Oregon, Wisconsin, Oklahoma State, and Coastal Carolina are all here as well. And as I always say, from left to right on the radio dial, and well, all stations in between, our 2015 coverage of the tournament in earnest, big time, through the nighttime. 16 total games scheduled for this day and night, so let the games begin. And by the way, coming up a little bit later, the Hoosiers putting something away from hoops into the Omaha community. Abide Omaha, spending some time with the underprivileged youths of this community. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
And we'll take a look at Wichita State tomorrow in depth. Boy, they're good, Joe. It's good the Hoosiers were out and about. You got to have a little fun because, as we remember, these are college students, and part of the college experience as a student athlete is doing things to help out the community, is taking in culture and stuff. Otherwise, these are not paid professionals whose only job is to play basketball. And sometimes that gets lost, and I think you did a great job of helping folks see that this morning.
Well, you know, that's what it's all about, growing up, and the experiences and the memories that are etched with the experiences. You know, a lot of them in Omaha for the first time. Heck, it's my first time to Omaha.
Do us a favor. Do a little recon there. You were over at the ballpark. That was good.
Yeah,
and
had our picture taken with the team.
And they do a good job, too. If you follow them on Twitter, the folks at IU were posting pictures all day, basketball, and some of the picture feeds from there. It was great because we saw the guys working out at Creighton's new gym. We saw the big picture on the field there, and Burton doing a little long toss there, getting his arm loosened up just in case he needs to come out of the bullpen this weekend.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, we know Hunter's okay. I mean, he showed off his arm strength yesterday, especially with those long arms.
His knee strength, Joe?
Looked pretty good. Pretty doggone good. He was at full go yesterday, so
great news.
Things are check plus in our column in that regard.
And we'll need all hands on deck because, as we talked about in the zone last night, Wichita State is an awfully, awfully good basketball team. And the Hoosiers, no doubt, Joe, will need to get back to some of those performances we saw, maybe at Assembly Hall against Maryland, maybe at Bankers Life Fieldhouse against Butler, because that's the kind of toughness and grittiness you're going to need in shot making to beat a good team like that. All right, we'll get caught up at 8:45. I'm excited to hear what more is going on out there in the heartland. Finish up that leftover steak or send me a piece, whichever is easiest for you.
T-Bone has been consumed. Glad you missed it.
T-Bone, yeah, the only T-Bone. I got T-Bone Burnett playing music in the background. That's what I got here. All right, we'll get caught up at 8:45. All right. 43 in clouds downtown. On our way to 54 today, so it is going to warm up. That's the good news. 42 tonight with a 60% chance of rain, but then just a 20% chance on Friday as we push towards 60. Saturday we push towards 70, and Sunday back in the mid-50s. Updated forecast live radar, WGCLradio.com. 8:47 at WGCL, and checking in live from Omaha. Part two this morning is the one and only Joe Smith. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Well, that's not a bad forecast. Kind of comparable to what it is out here.
And the good news is, Joe, the rain kind of dodged us this morning, so we don't have anything to, no mushing and moshing about. And that's the good news. Hoosier baseball is going to be on the road. They're in Penn State to get things going tomorrow. That's where they are. But you're in Omaha, and Hoosier baseball has been there before, but this time with the NCAA men's tournament. We'll have all the action starting today at noon, 16 games today, 16 games tomorrow. But we're excited to have the Hoosiers back in action, Joe, and Wichita State's a tough opponent. We'll get to them tomorrow morning. But you've been there. You got in Tuesday night, and a little bit more than basketball going on, and that's great to see as kids getting a great experience. That's part of life as a student-athlete.
Well, it was a great experience on Wednesday. You know, the Hoosiers, they know assists, sharing the ball and doing it better than Wichita State Friday will be obviously one of the keys in staying here and advancing in the Midwest region and an opportunity to play on Sunday. But away from the hoops, the Hoosiers collectively posted a big assist Wednesday. They spent some time after practice at the Creighton Athletic Center with a number of underprivileged youth in the Omaha area. It was a visit to Abide Omaha. It's a nonprofit organization, an inner-city organization with a dream that, well, perhaps one day Omaha, Nebraska would have no inner-city, an after-school program that uses a rather holistic approach that focuses on developing healthy neighborhoods through four basic main areas: community building, family support, housing, and partnerships. The Hoosiers made the connection through a former Creighton University Blue Jay player, Josh Dotzler, who helps his parents run the organization. But as I say, away from winning and losing and hoops, these are the kind of experiences you love to see and did see Wednesday afternoon for well over an hour, an opportunity for the Hoosiers to bond, to encourage, and hopefully inspire these kids. These are the priceless moments and experience that will obviously make this trip here, this particular week of March to Omaha, Nebraska, a memorable one no matter what. Well, plenty of basketball, obviously, the open practices, the press conferences highlighting this particular day, and then the seven teams playing here in the second round games at the CenturyLink Arena. New Mexico State, Kansas, Oregon, Wisconsin, Oklahoma State, and Coastal Carolina all in here, in addition to the Shockers and the Hoosiers. As I always like to say, from left to right on the radio dial, and we have it all, some 32 games over the course of the next 2 days. So our 2015 coverage big time, in earnest, clear through the nighttime hours. So let the games begin.
Amen. It's one of the greatest days of the year. Number one, this is the last day of winter, Joe. Mark that on your calendar. We kick off spring tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we've got 16 games a day, plenty of action to cover. And the Hoosiers tomorrow will have their hands full as Wichita State, 28-4. Heck, they only lost one game last year, Joe. So those folks on that roster aren't real sure what that's all about, that whole losing thing. And the Hoosiers, good to hear they're working out. Again, Hannah Perea is on people's minds. You saw him work out yesterday.
Yep. Good, solid work, showing no ill effects from the knee, moving well. So we expect him to post a lot of PT. Now, whether he starts remains to be seen.
Doesn't matter. You can bring him in whenever.
It doesn't really, because this is a team in Wichita State that perhaps is not as, well, it isn't as big as some of the teams that we have faced. So this is a veteran ball club, no matter which way you cut it, but I think they can be broken down in the fact that they don't have a lot of depth, and that's one key that maybe we can get into tomorrow when we look at the kind of a pregame scouting report. But they do have some quality players.
Yeah, the problem
is, the ones that play don't make mistakes, Glass. So.
That's the other problem I was going to get to. Those guys that play 35 minutes a game, they only turn it over 9 times a game. It's third best in the country. And that's they're good coached, they got good guards, and they got experience. And those are three things at tournament time
sure
you'd love
do.
To have. And how do you get experience, Joe? Well, you got it. You go. And Yogi Ferrell's the only player on this team who's played anything more than, 2 minutes or whatever
exactly,
Perea played.
Yeah, Hunter didn't play that much.
So this
at all.
Is going to be bright lights. Well, not a big city, but a big crowd is Wichita State will have plenty of Shocker fans in the crowd, plenty of Jayhawks making the trip as well, and plenty of Hoosiers. So it'll be exciting. And if Indiana shoots the basketball really well, Joe, they're going to give lots of teams problems. It's just it has to happen tomorrow. There can't be any,
we
played hard and we're turning the corner. Now the corner's got to be turned, and you got to be on that corner. And again, how is Wichita State a 7 seed? My goodness, 28-4. They lost one conference game in 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, it's exciting, Joe, because it's the greatest unscripted drama on television. It's called reality sports.
Yep.
Not dancing with anybody, not singing. The NCAA tournament is the – you couldn't sell the script to Hollywood, and we'll sit back and enjoy every moment of it.
You got that right.
All right, we'll get caught up tomorrow morning. Enjoy your time in Omaha. You still smell like steak. That's good. That's good. Bring some of that back. Get one of those fancy suitcases where you get
I'm going to bring you order you some Omaha steak.
There you go.
How's that?
How about one and we'll split it?
Slap them on the grill. With that weather forecast, you'll
Sounds
be
good.
Able to grill out.
I grilled some steak out last weekend.
There you go.
It was Monday night I did that. That was nice. All right, safe everything moving forward. We'll look forward to it tomorrow morning as we break down the Shockers and Hoosiers for a 2:45 tip tomorrow afternoon.
All Shockers and Hoosiers tomorrow. Join us.